blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truths of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, greeting you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, He who died that we might live, He who gave Himself for us and shed His blood that we might have cleansing from our sin, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We trust that today our broadcast would help to lead you to that place in your life, either to know Him as your personal Savior, if you have not experienced that yet, or to walk with Him as your Lord, to let your life be a means of glorifying Him. We have with us Brother Patrick Garnes, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, to bring us a message from the Word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Greetings, friends. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the blessing of a new day and a new week. Continue, O God, to manifest Your goodness and grace, because we understand, Father, from Your Word that Your goodness leads to repentance. We thank You, O Father, for the blessings You've given, and cause, O God, that thanksgiving and gratitude will abound not only on all our hearts, but, Father, on the hearts of many, Father, who would see Your working in our lives and glorify Your name. We ask Your blessing as we meditate on Your Word once more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Ephesians in chapter 5, the apostle says, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children." And the therefore is related to the conclusive idea of what He has given, the package He's given before in relation to the standard of conduct that the believer has entered into. Remember that He speaks of that conversion in the first part of the book, in the first three chapters, and leading up to chapter 4, He brings us then to the understanding of that conduct, and He concluded by bringing us to understand that no corrupt communication should proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers, and that we should grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiven one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." And in that closing exhortation, He says, "Be therefore followers of God." Let us thank God for His Holy Spirit, who enables us therefore to function in a manner that will please God, who will enable us to follow God in that fashion, with a forgiving spirit and with a standard of conduct that will honor Him, for without Him we can do nothing. Be followers of God, therefore, is a very important exhortation that He brings us to appreciate in the fact of the contrast between the life that was and the life that now is. So in chapter 5 and verse 2, He not only emphasizes the importance of following, but He also emphasizes the importance of forsaking certain types of behaviors. He says in verse number 2, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and given Himself for an offering and a sacrifice of God to God for a sweet-smelling Savior." Yes, Christ Jesus died for our sins. He was raised for our justification. His sacrifice, His finished work, was like a sweet-smelling Savior unto the Father. And so, my friend, it is a complete work that not only is a work that is finished and complete, to which no one can add anything, but a work sufficient for all who would come to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And my friend, if you would call upon Him, He will bring about that change, and you will know the newness of life of which He speaks in this book. And so He finds very, very important blessings for us in the Word of God. He defines those things for us in a very special way, and at the same time invites our forsaking of a number of things in that regard. Verse 3, for example, to verse 7, he says, "But fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which is not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no a whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them." We live in a world where the distinction that God has made between things that differ is being eroded or erased. The Bible speaks to that difference over and over again. Paul emphasized it for the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Lots of these behaviors concern the body and the emotions. And notice what he speaks of in this regard. Verse number 9 in 1 Corinthians 6, for example, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves as mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Verse 11 says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And here the apostle shows that these kinds of behaviors that exhibit the kind of heart that the human being has can be changed by the transforming power of the Lord. But these behaviors, they're once characterized and exhibited. But the Lord, by His grace, saves. And my friend, it doesn't matter what kind of so-called lifestyle you may find yourself adopting, you can know that the blessing of God can be yours in the change that He will bring about, just as He did for all these Corinthians and Ephesians. The God of heaven will bless you in a saving work in which you will be able to be rejoicing in God for the deliverance from that which binds and that which breaks in relation to our fellowship with God. And so the blessing of God is ours in that regard. Now notice in verse 8, he says, "For ye were sometimes darkness." In other words, formerly. The word formerly can be used instead of sometimes. "But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." And so the three characteristics highlighted here in relation to the production of the life that is in Christ Jesus, that newness of life, that began, of course, by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Way back, he emphasized in chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, that newness of life coming by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will exhibit goodness and righteousness and truth. And the distinction is very clear as far as that is concerned. Verse 10 says, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And so he speaks of the testing of things that are acceptable. Romans chapter 12 tells us that when we give our bodies to the Lord and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, that we will be able to prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not transformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And my friend, the enemy wants to destroy us in terms of body, soul, and spirit, and wants to draw us away in relation to the things of the world. And my friend, he would want to destroy your body and cause you to dishonor your body. But God wants you to know that you can become not only His child, but you can have your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you will know the joy and victory that He can give. Let not people deceive you in this regard. The Lord Jesus wants the best for you, and you can trust him in that regard. The distinction between those who are saved and those who are not is clearly manifested by the word of God. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, verse 12 says. But all the things that are reproved are manifest or made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And the light of the word of God, the light of the spirit of God, and the light of conscience helps us to understand where we are. That we might be able to know where we should be. In other words, when Christ speaks to our hearts and we yield to him, he can give us that newness of life that we can know joy not only in deliverance from sin and the burden and bondage, but also in relation to a newness of life. And be able then to do, according to verse 15, to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, and redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now the Holy Spirit does that reproving in verse 11. In John 16 and verse 8, when it talks about reproving, that word has three notions that we might think about: convicting and convincing and telling us our fault. And that is exactly what the Holy Spirit does. All right, let us speak to this matter of the time then, and use the time wisely, because we do not have all the time in the world. In fact, it says, teach us the number of days that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. And my friend, the best thing you can do is take hold of that wisdom which is from above, according to James chapter 3, which is first pure and then peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated. Why not trust him as Savior and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? And his spirit will come in and take control, and you'll be able to be functioning according to the spirit of God and be filled with his management, direction, and guidance. May God bless you indeed in a very special way as you look to him who can change, who can satisfy, and who can bring the light that our lives need. Father, we pray that your word will speak to hearts, and Father, that your spirit will not only convince and convict, but tell our faults, Father, and especially those who are not saved. Help them to realize that Jesus can change whatever circumstance. I speak to a chap who might feel himself that there's no hope, there's no way out in this drug control world, there's no hope in or help in his environment. I speak to a lady, a young lady, who may be distressed or disturbed because of her circumstances and feels that, oh, her life is so damaged. Father, I speak to an adult who is perhaps bound by some kind of affliction. I ask, oh God, that you help each one to know that there is an answer in Jesus. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Father, I pray that speaking of the Holy Spirit, Father, will be powerful and effective in their hearts and lives, that they would yield to thee and know the joy and peace that passes all understanding through the glorious gospel of the grace of God. Father, I ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear listeners, you've heard a message from the word of the Lord. How we want to encourage you to put your trust in the Lord Jesus and take heed to what have been said. If you need some help concerning this matter, please call us at 427-1054, that is 427-1054, or write us and let us know of your need so we can send you some literature in relationship to that need. But best of all, come visit us at one of our churches, where we will be glad to take God's word and help you and to pray with you. We invite you then to the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, St. Michael. Services begin at each of these churches at 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Then there's the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, where services begin at 8:30 every Sunday morning. We're looking forward to seeing you. Please remember that after every morning worship service, we have a Sunday school hour, and we have a class for every age. So we would like you to come along with your children, or send them along, please. Sunday night, 7:15, each of our churches have services at 7:15. Then there's the Berean Baptist Bible Church in Colliton, 6 Men, St. Peter. Their services begin at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning and 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward